Well, what do you suppose is worst? Writing a 20-page breakup letter and then losing it, or having it turn up in its entirety as a theatrical performance? Facebook could not have done a better job at exposing this information, and the man at the heart of it, who was a guest of the Fringe Festival and listed as one of the shows that you should not miss at the Fringe Festival, is on the line with us this morning. Jonathan Manchester, the man behind the show titled Everything You've Done That Hurt Me. Jonathan, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you. We
here in Duluth, I think of ourselves as stoic Scandinavians, but at least someone who passed by your home was not a stoic Scandinavian. Tell us the story.
Well, my roommate at the time, Brian Ring, found the notebook on the sidewalk in front of our house and brought it upstairs and asked me if it was mine. I said, no, that's a wide rule notebook. I haven't written in one of those since third grade. We then sat on the couch, opened it up, and found a 20-page spiteful, hateful breakup letter inside.
Are there really any other kind?
Well, you know, I would like to think so, but probably not. There's a lot of empathy that does go into the show. You were talking about the stoic Scandinavian. I mean, this guy feels, and he feels hard, and he is gifted at feeling. But it's a common story of, you know, a relationship ending, and he touches on things that everyone has felt at that point of a relationship. He just happens to word it a little different and goes on for another 19 pages past what most people I know would.
I don't know whether I think it depends on whether or not your hand cramps up or whether you're a good typist. But don't you think that in their hearts, everybody's got at least 20 pages of something to say after a painful breakup?
20 pages is a good long minute of writing. This person hand wrote it and busted through three pens in doing so.
Wow. So there's a lot of passion just there in the notebook.
Oh, sure.
And you couldn't use the notebook because somebody else had already used that as a title.
Correct, yeah. He thankfully titled it for us, and at the heading line of the notebook said, Everything You've Done That Hurt Me.
Because I was thinking that is a genius title, and I was going to ask you kind of how you got there, because in essence, that's the whole situation in a nutshell. When it's a breakup against the wishes of one partner, it's, you know, everything you've done that hurt me. And then whatever follows is your particular spin on it. Jonathan, they talk about authors, you know, mining their own families for ideas. Give us just a quick synopsis of your background in theater and why, instead of, again, trying to find this heartbroken person, maybe take this heartbroken person out for a beer, you instead said, I'm going to make a show out of this.
Yeah, well, the notebook showed up on my doorstep and not a person. So in everything I've done since that point, I've tried to do honor to the notebook. And yeah, I've heard some other people say that I've done wrong by this person. I'm not completely sold on that idea. I think what we do it from a place of love, and we're not trying to mock this person. But if I was, if this person made themselves known and was willing to go out for a beer, I'd sit down. I'd have plenty of questions. I'm actually probably more interested in talking to the woman in the situation.
But again, what was it about finding this that made you say, instead of, you know, I'll throw this away or I'll read it, I'll throw it away, that said, I want to make a show out of this?
Well, as that first night when Brian and I were sitting on the couch reading it together, on page six, he was like, we should make a show of this. Is that something that happens? Can you do that? I was like, yeah, we could do that. We kept on reading, and it was getting juicier and juicier. And then on page 18, I read the line on the top of the page, and that's when I knew it had an ending. That's when I knew it separated this show from, and I'd like to say anything else, but I don't know of anything else like this, particularly that's been done.
Can you share the line on page 18?
Yeah. He says, I've been avoiding this so long, just writing it, let alone ever tell you this. But I know that the love you and your brother have for each other stretches far beyond what a brother sister should. And then I'll stop there because it gets a little graphic and swearing.
Yeah, so. But you're right. There is a... It does sort of follow a theatrical arc, in a sense, even just knowing that much.
Right.
So, Jonathan, what did they think of the show at the Fringe Festival?
You know, it went over really well. We were... this is my first time at the Minnesota Fringe Festival, and everyone was saying how fringy this show is in its concept. And it was welcomed. We had five shows down there. We had great audiences for every house. We had a blast. We were able to, personally, I was able to see a whole bunch of shows down there, which was a lot of fun. And I don't think this show's completely put to bed yet.
Are you planning any performances here in Duluth? Has it ever been performed here in Duluth?
Yeah, I performed it six times in Duluth about six, 7 months after we found the notebook. And then I remounted it for Valentine's Day 2 years ago under the concept of if you're in a relationship, you can come to this show on Valentine's Day knowing full well that your relationship can't end as poorly as this one. And if you're single, you can come and watch a relationship burn. So we have done the show probably eight times here in Duluth, five times down in the cities. And there's talks of doing the little Fringe sampler pack coming up here in the future.
Well, Jonathan, keep us posted. It really does seem like a wonderful opportunity for someone to take someone else to the show and at the end stand up, look at the person, and say what he said and walk out the door.
Well, thank you very much.
Jonathan, it's great to have you as our guest this morning. Jonathan Manchester spun a 20-page breakup letter into theatrical gold with Everything You've Done That Hurt Me, most recently performed at the Minnesota Fringe Festival.